Yeah, man. I'm not very hip to the fantasy world, so I would miss any sort of reference, but I think that's a really funny name for an album. And the first song you heard was If At All by Nova Obscura, their album, How This All Ends. Okay. Crazy times, man. I know there's still, you know, better part of a month here until 2026, but I'm just looking back on this timeline of 2025 events. We got a new pope, man. There's a federal election, man. The Blue Jays lost the World Series, man. God, it's just such a brutal year, you know? God, you know, Trump got reelected. Man, there's all this political stuff now in front of my face. Oh, makes me so sad. Makes me so sad. Oh, hey, Thailand becomes 38th country and the first in Southeast Asia to legalize gay marriage. Fantastic. That's where I'm going to stop reading because everything else is so sad. I hope everyone is taking time to reflect on what they listened to this year. Maybe hold on to some extra good ones to take with you to 2026. I know that Spotify Wrapped as a few. What was that early? No, that was last week, I think. I don't remember. Everything's the same. I hope you don't let that Spotify Wrapped dictate what actually was your favorite song of the year, because, I mean, it's not that I'm necessarily guilty of that, but it just makes you think, right? You know, oh my gosh, I listened to, you know, what song? Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen 180 times this year. What does that really say about my inner self? It would mean I'm pretty cool, but that wasn't my Spotify Wrapped. I don't even remember what my most listened to song was. I know my top artist was Danny Brown, which is, like, weird. Not that I don't like Danny Brown, but it's just considering, again, the scope of this show, what I listen to, you know, electronic music, this heavy stuff, and then it's like, oh, hip-hop artist, top. Hey, I'm here for it. Okay. Moving swiftly along, I have more music, and we're halfway through, so this is perfect. The next song is from another Alberta band, very awesome Alberta band by the name of Garland Briggs. The song is oh my gosh, it's so hard, there's so many letters. The song is Typical Fashion. The album is called We Were Gonna Make a Demo, but then we made an album, which is great. And it's better than whatever else I have to say right now. So we're going to listen to the song, and it's going to be fantastic. You're still listening to CJSF or CKXU 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
die.
All right, people. 60-minute stage dive here, playing some instrumental music. You know how it is. Soft jazz. Yeah, we got less than 15 minutes left here on the last stage dive of the year. Thank you all so much for listening on CJSF or on CKXU. I feel like I don't enunciate CJSF very well. I just kind of CJSF. Anyways, I'm a little tired. I've been reading a lot of studying. Finals suck. Okay, reverse chronological order. What you just heard was the new Chatpile album. Finally played it on the show. Let's go, baby. Song is Behold a Pale Horse by Chatpile and Hayden Pettigo. It's off of their Halloween release, In the Earth Again. Song before that, Deathcore, baby. Still don't know anything about it, but it's deathcore, which means it's so sick because death is so crazy. Killing of a Sacred Deer with the song An Umbral Offering. It's off of the album A Visage of a Mangled Body. Song before that, members of Killing of a Sacred Deer in the best band in Alberta, Abrupt Decay, and Cell Damage come together for the song Surreptip. Oh my goodness, I'm having a moment right now. I can't. This is so embarrassing. Surreptitious. There it is. Okay. It's off of the album The Illusion of Our Choices in a World We've Forgotten. Oh, God. The Illusion of Our Choices in a World of No Options. Oh, my gosh. Someone get me off this microphone. Song before that, False Body, and the song Chokehold. It's off of their latest single release, Quietly It's Gone, which you can check out on Wax Vessel Records if you are so inclined. Song before that, At the Drive-Thru by Usurp Synapse. It's off their 7-inch split with Missouri Executive Order 44, I think is the name of that band. I think it's 44. I don't think it's 66. 66 is the Star Wars one, so it's definitely not that. And the first song you heard of that chunk, that block, was Typical Fashion by Garland Briggs off of the album. We were going to make a demo, but we made it out. Okay, I have 11 minutes of music left, so this is going to be perfect. The next two songs you're going to hear are Serenity by Agriculture and Amethyst by Def Heaven. Oh, we're almost there. Two really great releases in the world of, like, pretty metal. I don't know how else to describe it. So, yeah. Thank you all so much for listening. I will catch you in 2025, baby. You know what it is. CJSF forever. And CKXU.